HXS KN4VWA. HXS KN4VWA.
JW, mobile.
Call here, fella. Who is this? KN4VWA.
I didn't know what you were doing. I'm leaving the Lowe's parking lot and headed to Twin Bridges to get a load of mulch. What are you doing?
They told me that you're not on that two-wheeler. Have you put a radio on that scooter yet?
A two-meter and a APERS beacon. It's still got the antenna for the APERS beacon, but the two-meter, it required a Bluetooth radio because it went to the helmet. So it came right in over the helmet. but I don't have that radio anymore, so no, the two-meter doesn't work on it.
So you wear a helmet? I never wore a helmet. Maybe that explains a lot.
I don't wear a helmet if I just go around the neighborhood. If I'm just trying something out, I don't bother putting a helmet on. But if I'm going to be out and about where there's people and there's other cars, then yeah, I put a helmet on.
That good old brain bucket. Boy, they can get hot in the summertime. But you know what? I had a former. It was not a full face helmet. It was an open front, you know, like a cruiser helmet. But that thing had slots in it and little, like ductwork that ran through the helmet. And it had a pickup on the front, and it would circulate. As long as you were moving, it would circulate air back through the inside of the shell. I love that helmet.
You can open them and close them depending on if it's cold outside and it's too cold, like you're coming home at night and you go down in a low spot, you know how it gets really cold, so you could throttle it. Yeah, that's really nice. The jacket that I wear has got those nylon inserts in it too, and it has the same feature. And all I have to do is stop slouching and sit up straight, and I get really good circulation of cold air inside the jacket.
Wife pulled one on me. She sprinkled some Rogaine inside my helmet, told me it would grow hair that way. Man, I put 5,000 miles on that bike in a month. Didn't grow any hair, though.
That's okay. You don't need it anymore. You only needed that when you were out looking to attract a mate. You're not doing that anymore.
It's never been a problem anyhow, because, you know, I started going bald when I was going into my senior year of high school. The hair had thinned back so far as a senior, all the guys would come to me and say, "Hey, Walter, you buy a six-pack and a bottle, and we'll give you the six-pack for the bottle."
You know, he was in the same year as your brother, Scott. He was the same way. His hair turned gray in junior high, and he went bald in high school.
It's a sign of too much testosterone.
Well, mine's been in a lot, so I didn't have an overabundance of it. That's good. I didn't need an overabundance of it. Anyway, changing the subject, what you doing today? I'm going to pick up two scoops of mulch in the back of my truck. It doesn't have a camper bed on it. Boy, does it handle nice. It's nice without that extra 700 pounds on the back of it.
Imagine. So, where are you getting your mulch? Over there at that yard in Greer?
I used to buy it in bags at Lowe's, but that's like five times more than you get it if you just buy it by the scoop.
Pay for the packaging and all the labor to get it packed and all that junk. But Twin Bridges, is that in Greer, or is that like Twin Bridges landfill?
Taylor's, I guess it's more in Taylor's than Greer. It's over there where that bar that burned down at the bottom of the hill from the Suzuki place in Taylor, right off of Taylor's Main Street. If you go down the hill on Wet Hampton coming back toward Greer, it's at the bottom. And there's two bridges you cross over on Wet Hampton, and there's railroad tracks that go underneath of each one of that pair of bridges. That's why they call it Twin Bridges. It's between the two.
Yeah, I know where you're talking about. Well, now, you do know there's a mulch distributor that all the landscapers go to. You know the Fuji plant over in Greer?
I'm not familiar with that. I think they're over here. It's not but about a mile and a half, 2 miles from the house, and it's like $20 a scoop, and a scoop is a cubic yard.
I thought there was any just shopping around at all then, because that's about what they charge over there. And that's what they were getting for, you know, the stuff that's dyed black or dyed red, you know. That stuff looks good. But, yeah, I haven't bought any mulch in a long time. I finally bought myself a small wood chipper. And, you know, I just go in and pick up limbs after a storm, and I just chip up my own stuff. By the way, if you need a chipper, I got one.
On my old wood chipper, wood chipper and leaf shredder, and bought me a new one, and it'll take a 5-inch log. It's a good one. I got it for $1,300, and then the day after I bought it for $1,300, it was up to $1,600. Now I've looked at them, they're like $2,200.
Anything getting cheaper there, bud. That's a pipe dream. Well, I guess you're very happy about what the market has done today.
Going for a while. So yeah, today is it's ebbs and flows, and today was not an ebb. Today was a flow. So far, by the end of the day, it could turn around and go by. I mean, it's just up and down like crazy. Anyway, I am here at Twin Bridges, so I'm going to hop out if you're still there after he loads me up, and I'll catch you on the way back home. K4VWA, W4DJW.
Dave, just don't get caught out there today. I'm not going to tell you to behave, so, you know, hey. Look, sometime over the next couple of, well, yeah, sometime this month, we got to get those batteries charged, bud. So, I'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, I'm clear, 73.
Roger that. We got to get out there and fly. It's been too long. KN4VWA, W4DJW, clear.